Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. We're continuing on in a message I began a few days ago about knowing God's will for your life. And as we look at the work that Jesus accomplished in our behalf, that beautiful plan of redemption, there's nothing we can add to it, not one single thing. Jesus paid it all, and there's nothing we can do to possibly affect anything that would add to it in any way. However, there is one area in which we can see the promises of God come into fruition and reality in our lives, and that is by our willing acceptance of His gracious invitation to come and dine and feast upon all that He has provided for us by His Spirit, for the soul, for the body, for all the things that we need mentally, emotionally. He has provided everything that pertains to life and godliness. Beloved, you can know the will of God for your life by yielding to the Lord in quiet, humble submission to Him. And, you know, it's a heart decision. It's not a big outward display. It's something that's, it's an interaction. It is a transaction, if you will, between you and the Lord. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 8 through 14, and I'm reading Waymo's translation, we find, "There was a time when you were nothing but darkness. Now, as Christians, you are light itself. Live and act as sons of light, for the effect of the light is seen in every kind of goodness, uprightness, and truth. And learn in your own experiences what is fully pleasing to the Lord. Have nothing to do with the barren, unprofitable deeds of darkness, but instead of that, set your faces against them. For the things which are done by these people in secret, it is disgraceful even to speak of. But everything can be tested by the light, and thus be shown in its true colors. For whatever shines of itself is light. For this reason, it is said, 'Rise, sleeper, rise from among the dead, and Christ will shed light upon you.'" Beloved, God is shaking us awake. There's a shaking going on in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a shaking in the world. God tells us in His Word, everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so only that which is of Him will remain, by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, whom God is continually sending forth into the body of His believers. Beloved, it's so exciting. We are made alive unto God, and we are brought from darkness into His glorious light. God declared, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." In Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 1, the Word tells us, "To you also, who were dead through your offenses and sins, which were once habitual to you while you walked in the ways of this world and obeyed the prince of the power of the air, the spirits that are now at work in the hearts of the disobedient, to you God has given life." Praise God. In verses 5 and 6, we find, "He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Isaiah, the 5th chapter, verse 9 states, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And then an absolutely beautiful passage of scripture that I've always loved, found in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verses 1 through 3. Listen, beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, you have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. God is shaking us awake, beloved. He's not shaking the dust from us. Rather, he is shaking us from the dust. Hear what the word of the Lord says. We've been asleep. Many have been asleep in Zion, and if we're the body of Christ, Jew and Gentile, we comprise the body of Christ. And this scripture is telling us through the prophet Isaiah, and we must not relegate it to some historical time in the past, but for here and now, Zion, brother, sister, you awake, awake to the Lord. Put on your strength. Put on that beautiful garment. We've got garments of salvation. He's not given us the spirit of heaviness. He's given us garments of praise. And he's telling us we have to do something. Shake thyself from the dust and arise and sit down. We are to loose ourselves from the bands of our neck. O captive daughter of Zion, there are things the enemy has put upon us. There's shackles, if you will. You know, they used to put shackles around the necks of slaves. And he is saying that we are to do that through his power. He is shaking us from the dust. What is dust symbolic of? It's symbolic of the earth. And of course, the earth is symbolic of the natural man. You remember, God formed Adam out of the dust of the earth. And we're going to shake ourselves free from the dust of the earth and flesh, as it were, that carnal nature. And then he says, do this, shake thyself from the dust, and then arise and sit down. That sounds like a little bit of a contradiction. Wait a minute, you tell us to stand, get up, and then sit down? Well, that's a spiritual place the Lord is talking about. We need to arise. We need to stand up. And then, what does it mean to sit down? That's a position of the body of rest and relaxation. So we're to sit down in the power of his presence. We're to sit down in the finished work of Calvary. And we're to find rest from our self-efforts and abide in the strength of the Lord. We are already seated with him. Isn't that what the scriptures tell us? Seated with him in heavenly places. Praise God. His banner over us is love. Hallelujah. And underneath are the everlasting arms. As we yield ourselves to him, beloved, he will show us his will. We will receive the light of understanding, and as his spirit touches our hearts, as he touches our minds, as we grasp and understand that we are to truly have the mind of Christ, the things which he will whisper to us will be apprehended by the Holy Spirit in us. And to those of us who love him with all of our hearts and are willing to present ourselves a living sacrifice to follow him, he will give us a mind, the mind of Christ, which is far above and far beyond the mind of earthly, sensual, mortal man. It is the mind which was also given to Christ Jesus. Beloved, I feel to stop in ministering and just sharing the word, to just take a moment to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. It's the word and the spirit, beloved. The letter kills, the spirit gives life. And so, Father, we come to you, O God, O Father of the spirits of all flesh. You are the spirit of life. You are he that has breathed life into our mortal bodies. You gave us the breath of life as we were born, as we came from the womb of our mothers. That first breath we took was the breath that you gave us. And Father, even though we may not have known you or served you for many years, yet, Lord, now you have called us to yourself. And Lord, if there's any listening that haven't made that submission to you, that surrender to you to receive Jesus as Savior, I pray that their heart will be melted right now. Their will would be surrendered and they would say, yes, Lord, I repent of my sin. I receive Jesus into my life. Those, Lord, who are afar off, those who have been backslid, bring them back to the ark of safety. Bring them back into that close fellowship with you. And let us experience newness of life such as we have never known. For the word of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am your God. I am he who has breathed life into you, has quickened your mortal flesh, your mortal body. And I desire that you should walk on and continue in your earthly pilgrimage, knowing that you are not alone, but I walk by your side. I hold your hand. I've called you by your name. You are mine and you belong to me. So fear not, fret not, neither be afraid, for I am with you to deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from every evil work. You are the Lord's. You belong to me, and I fight for you. I make a way straight before your feet. I may lead you in a plain path because of your enemies, and you shall rejoice to know that my will, my plan, my destiny for your life shall unfold before you as you are walking in submission to me and in obedience to my word. I love you, beloved, and look up, for there are joyous times ahead that I have reserved just for you, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I feel that we have got the most glorious and wonderful days ahead personally for each one of us and for the body of Christ. He's kept us for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Well, my time has gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time. Or if you miss the broadcast, you're not able to hear it, or you want to listen at another time, you want to rehear a broadcast, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Also, I invite you to stand with me in prayer. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.